Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here with you, Kay. How are you? How you feeling? You said whatever this is, daylight savings or what do we, don't know what to call it. It is so interesting that you said that. You're like, is it daylight savings? It's daylight savings. And then some Poindexter corrects you and they're like, it's actually called, that's in the, I don't know. It's all been the same.
I don't know what it is, but I know it's like, I don't know if the daylight savings is the one that happens when we fall back or it's when we spring forward. I'm not sure, but whatever's happening, it's really
whatever's
dark in the morning.
Shit's changed. Who gives a fuck what it's called? I just it's so funny because like I hold back from calling it a certain thing now too because I'm like, it's just one person that makes you feel stupid. It's actually called daylight, you know, daylight to take a shit in your pants, and you're like, get out of here, nerd. You know, like,
but, like, is it PST or is it PT or is it EST? I don't know.
Just know if you're one of those people being like, if you're literally listening, going, it's actually called, like, oh, I gotta DM them and let them know. No, we don't need to know. Okay? Times change. Our clocks are right. We don't give a fuck. It's dark out when we wake up. That's all we know. Okay. Kay, how was your Oscars night? Did you do anything for Oscars?
I mean, I watched it and I really like the Oscars. I didn't think I was going to. I think it's interesting because I like the, obviously seeing all the celebrities, the elegance of all of it. And then I like that there's performances mixed in with this one because there's not always performances. And, but it's also really funny because I think it's just like a hodgepodge of a bunch of movies I actively tried not to see or like didn't want to see. Like every single, obviously I saw like Barbie and Oppenheimer, but the other movies didn't even know they existed.
Well, it's so funny because you live in L.A., and when you're in L.A., this is kind of like, you know, I understand how that, like, you're more in tune to what is happening in Hollywood when you're in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the local industry for you, you know? So
I mean, it happened, like, you know, 20 minutes down the street from me. Like, that's where they were holding the Oscars.
I fell asleep right after the monologue. That was my night.
The opening monologue?
Yes.
Perfect. It even happened an hour earlier this year. So
that's why daylight savings time maybe didn't affect me as much. But I I'm with you, just the look of it. Like I'm calmed by, I love seeing the tuxes and you know, the gowns and the people, you know, the pretty people, while me, an ogre, watches with a lamp, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm like fully vegging out on the couch with like a hunk of cookie dough, some wine.
The way it's supposed to be done.
Do you watch the other shows? Do you watch the other like award shows? Are you into that?
I just like when the whole, you know, I have a, I like when the whole country or more of the country's watching one thing. I just like an event, you know? Yeah. So like, I agree with you. Like the Grammys are a better show because there's actual, you know, the performances. But this was pretty good. Just from what I saw, I'm calmed by it. Like, I just like the idea of, like, you know, I miss a monoculture. You know, the days of everyone watched Friends and knew and could talk about it the next day. So, like, and Twitter kind of helps that be, or Threads, whatever you prefer. Because you can see what the conversation is while it's happening. So that's kind of cool.
I mean, this one was definitely, was it the last Oscars that Will Smith slapped Chris Rock?
No, that feels like it was yesterday and 1,000 years ago at the same time.
I know, but I think it might have been the last Oscars.
Honestly, was it? Yeah, because Chris Rock did his special where he responded.
Yeah, he did his special.
Responded to it and... Yeah, did anything happen last night? I literally haven't even looked at a computer.
Nothing happened. Nothing like did the world crazy end at happened. The Oscars? Except the I'm Just Ken performance from Ryan Gosling. It was such a surreal, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but you should definitely watch it because it's such a surreal performance because he's someone that you see as an actor. Obviously, we know he grew up the Mickey Mouse Club. he's a performer. Right. We saw him do it in the movie, but seeing Ryan Gosling sing live and dance live, it was just a bizarre, because I don't know. I couldn't wrap my head around it. It was amazing. He was great. He sounded great. The dance, it was a very, very cool performance. It was great.
Samantha's informing us that the Chris Rock slap was 2 years ago. Not last year. So,
okay.
I mean, that does feel like one of those events that, like, you know, rocked the framework of time, you know? Like, it does feel like
literally.
It's like pandemic, Chris Rock slap, and now we're here.
Nothing must have happened last year. I mean, absolutely zero.
Right. Yeah. I mean.
I have not one fact that I can give you from last year's Oscars.
Well, what did you think of The Bachelor? We got screeners, so we're taping this ahead of time. That's why we're talking a little bit of Oscars. What did you think of Fantasy Suites?
This one was more, I guess, interesting for me. The whole, I liked Rachel less this.
Whoa.
I know. I don't know why. I mean, she went through some shit, but I think that caused everything that she's, I think, maybe been holding back. All these emotions that she's been holding back about being, you know, maybe insecure about things. And cause she's always been the one that kind of has her head on her shoulders, very mature. And I think we saw a very different side of her that kind of built up and bubbled over. So maybe saying I liked her less is wrong, but I think we saw more of what she was actually feeling.
Well, they say you don't know someone until you've gone on vacation with them. And this was a TV version of that. Like, we were experiencing vacation with all of these women, you know, to see what it's like. And it did. Rachel's date definitely felt like the vacation that made you realize who someone, this is what it's going to be like, you know? And that's a little bit harsh on Rachel because she had her date and had things happen. We'll get into them in a second, but it's, it definitely had the feeling of like I'm even on their dinner when she's like crying. I had the thing of like, okay, enough, you know, like have fun. You're in Tulum. Like, let's get into this.
I felt bad. I felt bad, like, but just, I'm like,
use the lobby bathroom. Just shit already. Like, it just felt like a woman you went on a trip with that couldn't take a shit and you were hearing about it. And
that's me.
That's you. Listen, this is what it's like to vacation with Kay.
What did you think about it?
I thought it was an uneventful episode. I thought it was like a little bit ho-hum. Like, you know, you have this thing that's going to happen at the end. You know, this note that's going to, we all, you know, they give you this pre-footage of the note, and we don't even get the payoff, really. It kind of felt
I did not like that.
You end on a to-be-continued. We kind of end with no new information other than Rachel has a bad date. Kelsey has a great date, then freaks out from it. Daisy seems to be into it, but a little bit it felt like Daisy like knew what she was doing more. Like it was like, oh my God, she's the real villain the whole time. Like it kind of felt like she took a mask off and she's like, I've had him by the balls this whole time, you know, like, and you're like, oh, maybe she's smarter than the average bear. It kind of had that feeling of it. Like,
I thought they were a little awkward. I thought it felt a little like there was nothing to talk about.
Oh, yeah. All these dates a little bit. Like, I don't know. And I think the other thing was the Golden Bachelorette element. When they bring in three women and it's inconsistent. So I guess, like, my issue is you have three women going on the dates and then you have three Golden Bachelorettes that are going to be there like they're Sherpas on this journey to like experiencing a fantasy suite, but only one of the Golden Bachelorettes have done the fantasy suite.
I know.
So they were getting three very different perspectives, and I thought that was unfair. I actually think that like all of them should have to look at Leslie's sadness right in the eyes. Like,
honestly, you know, because like, that you saw that switch, Kelsey. I was shook, like, her. Oh, shit. It should have, because that was a little, if I were Kelsey, I'd be a little pissed at Leslie. Like,
right. Well, Kelsey doesn't, I don't know how much Kelsey knows, but like, Kelsey's looking into the eyes of the woman who was turned down at the altar. Okay. That's powerful. You know, Daisy's looking into eyes of Sandra. What, she played pickleball? Like, you know, Sandra didn't do shit.
Who also has lipstick on her teeth. Her poor teeth just covered in pink. I was like, this is so unserious.
That might have to make it into my live stream tonight.
You have to check it out. Her four front teeth are covered in lipstick.
Right, and she's like, hey, Daisy, just fuck them and see what happens. Have fun. And then, like, you have Leslie is like, do not fuck him. You will lose a piece of you. And it was like very much like, it was, I mean, it plays into the name I gave it.
Did you name?
I called it, I had two names, but they both felt right. I had The Ghosts of Heartbreak Future, and then the Three Wise Women. So
I love Three Wise Women. That's
the Three
so
Wise
good.
Women, I think, nails it. It's because it was like, it did feel like I think they get them to come being like, hey, something might happen or we might need extra footage of these Golden Bachelorettes. Mm-hmm. And I think nothing happened and the Golden Bachelorettes played a bigger part in the episode from a viewer's standpoint than maybe it would have if other things had happened. But it did kind of play into the watch a little bit.
It was I called it Three's Company. And it was just a very obvious episode where it's like, I felt like I could really tell where he stands. I think I could make a prediction at this point.
Do you want to make it now? We don't do spoilers, do we?
This is not a spoiler. This is a me.
We don't do them.
This is me guessing what I think. I'm not spoiling anything. I think. First of all, I definitely think Rachel's going home.
I agree.
I don't think Rachel's making it to the final two. And I don't think Joey and Daisy have that much to talk about, truly, because their evening date and their daytime date, they kind of sat there multiple times being like looking at each other and having to come up with like, don't look at me like that, because there's nothing else to talk about. Like, they have nothing to actually talk about. And so I think it might be, I don't know. I think it could be Kelsey, but.
Well, it did feel like Daisy's date, you know, I'm with you on Rachel. It doesn't seem like Rachel's. With Daisy, it felt like, even when she like stopped him in the beginning and was like, hold on, I have to tell you something, then gives him this big kiss. Like, it felt like Daisy and him were having this like, it was just like a, we're physically attracted, but there's not much else. And then Kelsey's felt like they may have had this night in the fantasy suite where like they kind of like put the physical stuff aside and were like really, it felt like they had a more real thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Let's get into the episode. We start with Joey saying he's not feeling great, scared to let go. I want to let go. I want to be in it. He says a lot of that stuff, and I know that people love him for it. It feels like he's letting go. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I know.
What we're missing.
I don't know what he's
saying.
Because I agree. He keeps saying that, but then I'm like, well, I mean, you told two women that you were falling in love with them. I don't. Right. What else do you want to do?
Well, and then also his remembering of charity season. I mean, I know that I guess what you come to realize via what Joey's saying and kind of how is and kind of how this Tulum date was, when you get to the end of it, like the final four, once you get to hometowns, you are in your own world. Because for Joey to not know that Daughton was charity's choice, like we knew from like half season that
truly,
like he was the
guy. This is the guy.
Right. And they had like even their connection was just so like it was hard not to see. And then for Joey to be like, I opened up the charity, like when he mentioned charity, I'm like, you're still talking about charity? We didn't even think you had a chance. So
I really didn't think he had a chance. Like I truly think about it, I'm like, I can't believe this guy made it this far.
Right. But I guess if we think back to that season, and you know, Joey's season, I think ratings wise has done better than charity. So there might be people here who like they're just believing Joey's tale, but like, and I think Joey believes his own tale. I'm not saying he didn't fall in love with charity. I'm just saying it's weird from the viewer's angle to like believe that, you know, how heartbroken he was when Daughton and charity were like so into each other in a certain way. Right.
I know. Which would really fuck me up. I think being like one of the three, especially if you see past seasons and like maybe you're a fan of the show and you watch that stuff, because yeah, you could be in your own world and be Kelsey or Daisy or whatever and think you and Joey are it, but you have no idea how he is with somebody else.
So that's a good point. Maybe that's the reason to be fucked up. I was in my own world. How did I not see it? Then you go back and watch and you're Joey on the couch going, holy shit, I was delusional, or I didn't get to see this other side of things. And so, okay, yeah. So then we go to Rachel's date and Rachel starts with Susan. Her golden tribute is Susan, who I'm happy to see. I love Susan, but Susan's advice to Rachel is very Susan. Open up, give yourself to it. And it's like, yeah, because Susan's experience that she loved, she opened up to everyone in the house. She's got all these best friends. Like, of course.
Yeah.
That's her advice. She opened up and she found friends and fame and speaking tour. You know, I don't know what she's doing, but like, it seems like her experience is very good. Everyone loves her. Like, yeah. And it's like I would love to have seen what Kelsey would have taken away from Susan, because you see Rachel like, okay, I can open up, and then Rachel's version of opening up is to just cry a lot, I guess.
I think the women should have been Leslie, Ellen, and Faith. I think they should have brought those three
sad
the ones
women
who had
bring them in
sad women who had the real connection with the guy and really went through it.
Right, because you got one woman who went through it and two who had the best time of their lives, and they're like, I'd go back to The Bachelor anytime. And you see Leslie like, don't cross these tattered bridges. They will bring you nothing but heartbreak. You know, she's like,
that was wild.
So Rachel goes on her date. They go jump off platforms for some reason. And I guess these platforms are so high. They tell you that if you jump into water from like high enough, it can break your bones. So I wasn't sure what happened.
I was like, did she hit something? It didn't look like she did.
It looked like her head was pointed down when she hit the water. And maybe that's what like fucked up her nose, because there was a moment where I was like, did Joey like fly his hand back and hit her in the face?
Right. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, I wonder if her and Joey hit each other.
Right. I think it was the water. I think it was actually, because if you look at the replay, her face is down, which is like, what are we doing on this date? Like, what? Why are we even on this thing? Like, I. In
He's
what
like,
world
you trust
they
me?
Need-
and she's like, yeah. She breaks her right. jaw.
And then they're like, and then they bring her out of the water, and you could tell it's like that falling on a date. It's like there's embarrassment. I'm fine. And she's saying I'm fine, and she can't open her jaw. Like, it was, she's like, oh, mm-hmm. And you're like, come on. Only Kelsey could talk with her mouth closed. That's.
But she would keep going back and forth, like, I'm fine. And she goes, it just hurts so bad.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. Like, I don't need to. It's just, I'm in so much pain.
Right. She's trying to save the date. Like, you could tell. Like, she's like, I don't want to give up the date. And Joey kind of knows. Joey knows exactly what's happening. Like, he's not.
Yeah.
He's pretty in touch with that stuff. And he's like, I know. He even says she's going to lose time. But I guess going to the hospital together, that's a different experience together, something you can, you know, it's a real good way to get to know each other. But, like, I mean, I'm not looking to go to the hospital in Mexico. That's another thing where I'd be like, what's going to happen here? I don't know. It looked like a nice hospital. Don't get me wrong. But, like,
I know. It was like a white woman or something. She's like, you're fine. And it was so funny at the end when the nurse said, I looked at your x-rays and your x-rays look fine. And Rachel was like, see, I told you.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right. Rachel.
So, the jig's up.
Yeah, like, you're in a hospital. You're not okay. It's okay. So they get together for the night date. And she's like, saying that she's playing catch up emotionally with the other women. Like, you know, she feels the competition. She does a lot of crying.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we have an unspoken connection. And they go to the fantasy suite. And I can't imagine. Here's the thing. A night of dinner crying. At that point, I go, listen, let's just go home.
I know.
You go home, masturbate. I'll go home, masturbate. We'll take a shower in our own rooms. We can get to the beach early tomorrow. Let's just call it. Like, I would have, yeah. I think I would have been out at that point.
I know. Yeah, the crying at the dinner was, it wasn't just like, you know, how they kind of choke through some tears and like he'll wipe them away. She was like full-blown sobbing in his arms for a lengthy amount of time.
We go to Kelsey A's date. It does feel like things are lighter. It feels brighter. She's kind of a breath of fresh air. She then talks to Leslie and bring in the clouds, because Leslie is such a Jewish mother. Like, it is so funny to me.
Yeah.
You can't enjoy 5 fucking minutes with this woman, because Leslie walks in and she's like, the first thing out of her mouth, she goes, we're in the same club. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Bachelor Nation. And she's like, both have dead mothers. And it's like, can you give us a fucking minute, Leslie? Can you chill
right.
for 2 seconds?
Oh,
it was like
God.
The most Jewish mother thing of like, walk in. Hey, everybody. Traffic was horrible. It's like, can you have 5 seconds?
No.
We're in the same club. Can we have 10 minutes to just enjoy that we're in Tulum? She's like, dead mom, right? You're like, oi.
Yeah, I guess we're both the same. Perhaps we might be both rejected from this process as well.
That's the thing. She's like talking to her. It's like, I really thought she meant the Bachelor Nation. Like, I thought she was
me
like
too.
Two women who have been on The Bachelor. Then it turns into we both have dead moms. It's very sad. They do have a connection over it. I understand. Listen, I'm not here to like make fun of people whose parents have passed. I just think it is just like a wild, like, you could tell we're going down the road of negativity. Mm-hmm. And then Leslie's like, listen, like, give yourself to it. Have fun. But again, she felt like the ghost of Christmas Future. It felt like she was like, I keep doing this voice, like, do not pass these roads, you may lose your heart. Like, it just felt very witch-like.
It did, and
prophetic.
Prophetic, yes.
Yes.
And she, and I don't know if you've seen the Sex and the City movie, so this very much registered with me. In the Sex and the City movie, there's like Carrie and Big are finally, they're getting married. They're at their rehearsal dinner. Mm-hmm. And Miranda just had a man, her husband cheated on her.
Yeah.
And so she goes up to, and so she.
I know the scene. It's crazy.
So she goes up to Big at the rehearsal dinner and she goes, "You're crazy to get married." And then Big leaves Carrie at the altar.
Yes. And they don't really, that should have been a whole part of that movie, even though that movie was 8 hours long. They never really have, do they ever really talk, like Carrie never says to her, like in the movie, like, hey, does she ever
like
confront
her? Yeah, they
do.
They have like, she finds out, Miranda tells her at like the they go on like a Valentine's Day date together.
Yes, you're
right. And she tells her at that dinner. But now in my head, I'm like, Joey should be pissed at Leslie because he's getting a note on his door that says we need to talk because Leslie put some shit in Kelsey's head.
Well, every we need to talk note, we need to talk text, it was from a friend being like, well, I've been thinking. And then you're like, fuck, why'd you talk to that friend, that miserable fuck?
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk. Did you talk to Leslie?
It's so bad.
That's so funny. You're right. It is like the Miranda thing.
The exact.
Like, why would she say such a thing? Yeah, Leslie. Even Leslie's vibe. She walks in. It just felt like she. It's like. Was the vacation at Tulum not fun? Like, what? They didn't put you upright, Leslie. Like, what's going on here? Like, it's just like.
No.
Was the food no good? What didn't agree with you? Why'd you come in with this? And. It did seem unfair compared to Susan's like, rah, rah, get into it, girl. This is going to be the best moment of your life.
You got this.
You got this. And then you go to Leslie. Be careful. You will give a man a blowjob and you shall never receive the ring. And it's like, get out of here, Leslie.
Get the fuck out of here. Ruined that whole moment.
But then, so her warning is her warning is actually crazy. Like, no one could do that. Like, she's like, give yourself to it, but, you know, you might.
Keep it in the back of your head that you might not be chosen.
Right. It's like, oh, God. So they go on this boat ride. It's very windy. They go swimming with stingrays. They don't seem to know the story of Steve Irwin.
Okay, I have like PTSD because of that. I don't know if it's because it happened when we were a kid and, you know, but I cannot see a stinger without thinking I'm going to get stabbed in the chest.
Right. I guess to me, there might be a difference between the stingrays in Mexico and the ones in Australia. Like, you do hear that Australia has this wildlife that like everything can kill you.
Yeah.
So maybe that's, I don't know if there's a sting. They are called, I mean, it's dumb to think they're called stingrays. So it's dumb to think that like some of them don't sting. Like that's the whole name. Like, but I don't know. I've seen people swim with stingrays before, but I always assumed it was like,
yeah,
like it was in a farm, like a stingray. This was like out in the open. They had turtles. I mean, Kelsey's very, very Snow White. It just feels like you know, she references the butterflies follow her around. But she does have a Snow White feel where all the animals are always around her. Kelsey tells Joey that she loves him. And he tells her that he's falling in love with her and doesn't want to hold back. Their date just felt they felt like a real couple. I definitely had that feeling. And
I just believe them.
Right. And then they go to the fantasy suite, and it felt kind of normal. Like, I guess the Leslie stuff, like, was there, but it didn't really, like, eat at her until after, it seems. But that's the way it was edited anyways. But
that's I feel like that's when it kind of happens, is you don't really go into it feeling some type of way, but after you have that great night, and then you have to sit through another one, that's...
Right.
That's tough.
Hey, sit here while he goes and sleeps with another woman. Yeah, that's a tough thing to like deal with, like knowing.
And they have like different types of, you could tell how their relationship was different as well because they made breakfast together. You know, mm-hmm. they were making it. It wasn't like room service where like breakfast was brought to them. They like did the whole, oh, I'll flip the eggs and silly little what the fuck ever.
I have to ask you, that was weird. How they have this huge spread. They had enough food there for, it seemed like, it felt like Joey's suite was, had enough food to like do the after the wedding brunch. Like there was like a huge spread. Massive. And then all of a sudden they're cooking. Why are they cooking? What happened?
Why are you cooking? There's plenty of food.
Right. What? It just was like, I don't understand. You know, I thought this was room service, bed and you know, breakfast in bed. And I was like, get to work. What's going on here?
Also, did you cute. Notice? Did you notice? Because I didn't. I'm just thinking about it now. Were they in the same room every night? No, right?
It didn't seem that way. It seemed like one night was Joey's room, and then like even with Daisy, like he leaves her room.
Right.
But I mean, I don't know why Tulum felt empty to me, but I guess they rent out the whole hotel no matter. I don't know why this one specifically felt more empty than the other places mm-hmm. they have gone in the past. Like, it just didn't feel like there was any people around. Like,
yeah,
even the boat date had no captain. You know, like, there was no, like, person taking them
like
to the cliffs.
It must have been, like,
off-season. It did feel very off-season. It felt very, like, you know, Disney before it opened. And mm-hmm. even the cliff jumping, there was no cliff jumping guy. You know, the ATVs, like, I'd want, like, a teacher. Like, I, you know, yes. I don't know. It just felt like they were off on their, like, it felt like they, you know, someone at the hotel was like, okay, Joey, here's the keys. Good luck. Pack everything when you're done.
No chaperone, just
right.
Freewheeling.
Just security cameras. That's all they have that tape right. you. Like, that tape you giving notes to people. So we then go to Daisy's date, and Daisy first meets with Sandra. And Sandra's just basically like, make sure you fuck him. Like, have fun. Like, Sandra's advice
yeah,
against the backdrop of
far.
Leslie. Right. Sandra made it to paddleball, and she's like, just enjoy. Have fun. I'm with you. Ellen, Faith, they needed either Leslie for all of them, haunting them, or Susan for all of them, pumping them up. I didn't yeah. need Sandra and her meeting. It just didn't.
It felt unserious. No.
Right.
Like, this is not like Daisy is a front runner. Why is she meeting with the woman who has no real experience?
Right. Especially in this date that they're about to, and then. But even Daisy was, like, on board. Like, it did feel sexual.
Yeah. Also, when I say no real experience, I mean in the Bachelor world fantasy suites, not, like, in life. Like, obviously, no. Sandra has experience in life.
Well, yeah. Like, no, but it's the fantasy suites. It's also, like, what was your heartbreak? Like, what was your story?
Yeah.
Again, Golden Bachelor, the fun of that show was, like, these women got the time of their lives. And mm-hmm. you had two women who had that experience, Sandra and Susan, who are walking on clouds. And then you have Leslie, who also has, you know, had a very big life event, but also you could see still is feeling Gary.
Yeah, she is. I mean, you know what? I bet Faith didn't want to do it. I could tell Faith was over it at the final rose last season or during the Golden Bachelor season. And she was, you don't see her doing anything. You don't see her showing up anywhere. Face over. She's like, you know what? Y'all embarrassed me on national TV. I'm out.
I'm out. Daisy goes on the date and they're making out immediately. Like, you can tell Daisy's gone full. How old is Daisy? If you don't. And how old is Kelsey? Because Daisy felt young.
Daisy is 25.
It felt that. And I'm saying at the time of taping, maybe she's 24. And it just felt like there was no stakes for her. But mm-hmm. like, how old's Kelsey? Maybe Kelsey just felt like there were actual stakes.
Kelsey is also 25.
Okay.
Inch.
Interesting. Inch. I don't know.
And Rachel's 26.
Right.
I have no concept.
Right. Well, Daisy just talking about like an ex who did. So, you know, they go on the ATV date. It's definitely very more of a sexual energy. And then they have this, you know, they go to this like living room set up in the woods, which was very weird. And then they go to the nighttime date. And Daisy's like talking about how like in the past she didn't feel seen by boyfriends. But it's like, Daisy, I'm trying to do the timeline here. You're at death's
past.
Right. You were at death's door. Then you got the cochlear implant. Now you can hear. And then you're here? Like, when was the boyfriend that didn't? Like, are you talking about like a boyfriend you had in high school? Like, what are we referencing?
Yeah. I need more tangible references. I need more credibility in this, in these right. stories. Because now I'm feeling even like less. What?
Because I'm hearing about Joey's past relationship, and Joey's talking about a specific relationship when he was in Hawaii, mm-hmm. and he made this other person not feel loved, and it made him feel like a bad person. And I understand that. Like, someone else is more into it, you know, and you're not there, and you feel like a bad person. I can understand that. And then Daisy tries to relate, and I'm like, it feels like two people in two different eras of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they do go back to the fantasy suite. It does feel a little bit more like two people who met at a bar and hooked up than yeah. it felt than Kelsey, where it felt like two people getting to know each other. I don't know.
They weren't really talking about anything. Like, there was no real conversation. There was random awkward silence. And mm-hmm. I just did it. And the kiss at the beginning felt really forced.
Mm-hmm.
Really forced.
Felt gamey.
Yeah. And I'm like, like, it didn't feel like, oh, this is the time she should do it. I don't know. It just, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Also, I was going back thinking about, you know, the boyfriend's past or whatever. And Rachel, listening to Rachel, I think she was telling Leslie this, but, or not Leslie, Susan, this. Mm-hmm. And she kept referring to her past relationships because they both had to do with cheating. But just as relationships, she's leaving out the fact that she was engaged again.
Right.
Like, she completely bypassed that.
Was she engaged or was she close to engagement?
I thought she said she was engaged to Joey. Like, she was engaged. I mean, how do you know if you're close to, like...
Yeah, right. I mean, it's all in how you tell the story. How much do you want people to, like, listen to your story? We were on the road to engagement. Is different than, I dated a guy and he cheated. I was on the road to engagement and he cheated. You go, you know.
Well.
That was the fun part. I'm sorry to go back, but Susan's advice. Susan was the most mom advice person, where she just screams a line at you over and over again. She kept going, leave it. Like, it was like
have
the most
fun.
Like. Half
let
yeah
go.
And she would just repeat herself, let go. It's like, I was cheated on. It's horrific. It lives with me every day. Let it go. Right. Who cares? Enjoy. It's like the mom who thinks she's a therapist, but like, you're just doing the mom yell at you, just stop it, you know. You're just like, it was very funny.
You're not hearing me.
Yeah. I'm telling you a horrific tale. I'm telling you a story.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Have some OJ. It'll make you feel better. I made you meatballs. Like, it felt like Susan was the least equipped for
any advice.
Yeah. So then we see Kelsey A spiraling. She leaves a note on the door. We see the security camera footage, which is very funny. No one's on this island, but there's just cameras watching you. Every angle is covered. And Joey comes back from, I don't know, he was like out for hours. Like, I don't know what he's doing.
Maybe he was still in Daisy's room.
Oh, fair. I thought he was giving Jesse Palmer another tennis lesson. He's like, oh,
I know, right?
doesn't stop with the tennis lessons. And then he reads the "We Need to Talk," which is like, "We need to talk." No context.
Like, zero. Just "We need to talk." Period. On a note.
Right. And where did the stationery come from? Like, stationery you can't even find anymore. Like, have you gone to a Walmart? Or have you gone to like the card aisle at a CVS that just looks like the end of the world? Like, there's no cards. Like, you have to go
Nobody's
to like a
doing cards.
High, right. You, and she has a high end stationery just
My
sitting there waiting.
My mom has purchased out all the cards. She has purchased every birthday, Christmas, Valentine's Day, all just has them. She always like, "Do you need a card for someone?" Yeah.
Yeah. Where was this papyrus that was in Tulum?
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
I picked up a local, went to the local papyrus next to Carlos and Charlie's. Okay. So
great.
And that's the end of the episode. We get a to be continued. We get blue balled. Let's do some categories.
Yeah.
Fantasy suite, hometown, final rose.
Well, so you go
do
first.
You
want to
do mine?
Because mine's not really that, but I do. It's like a would you, right. Like, whatever.
I had dock jumping date, boat date, ATV date. Which one do you, hometown, which do you final rose, which do you fantasy suite?
I'm going to say we're sending home the dock jumping date. I don't need to be jumping off anything. Yeah. I don't even necessarily want to be getting my hair wet. This is going to, it's all adding up for like later things. It's going to be, I could get hurt.
There's too much risk.
There's a lot going on.
I guess that would be the fantasy suite that we're sending.
Right.
Or are you sending it to
home? I don't know. I would say hometown. So I guess it would be, okay. All right. So yeah, that would do that for the fantasy suite. Fantasy suite, fine. We can do the small jump. I'm down for the small jump.
Yeah, the fan. I guess like. I understand the confusion here is like, how do you? I would give a final rose to dock jumping because I'm only gonna do that with someone that I'm already like married to. Like I have to know. I can't have my body seen flying off a dock, jiggling like crazy. Like, I don't know. I need to have already had sex with a person for them to see me jump off a dock. I can't. There's too many opportunities for me to look unfuckable. Like me, like, moving my hands like this as I fall. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to, like, me coming up and, like, having water go up my nose. Like, there's just too many opportunities for the ick on the dock jumping day
to happen.
I think I would rather that would be my final rose. Like, I'm only dock jumping with someone that is, like, that there's a contract that they have to fuck me in my marriage.
See, I would be like, the dock jumping, I just need to never see you again.
Right, okay, so we dock jump, we fuck, and we get the fuck out. Yeah.
I just never see you again for the best.
It's a good point. It's confusing. I agree.
And then I would say I would do the hometown, the ATV date, and then the boat is the final rose. I love a boat day. A boat day. I'll lay it on a boat forever. That is like, always call me if there's a boat.
I'm with you. The boat date is the, if I was to rank these, boat date, ATV, dock jump. I guess you have to deal with sad Leslie, you get the boat, you know, so like, I
you
guess
should get the boat if you have to deal with sad Leslie. you
and I'm
that.
Sorry, Leslie, I know I'm coming to Minneapolis soon, I'm going to meet her in person. I just think,
my God.
I think she's coming to the show, so I'm excited
That's
to meet
great.
Her. I like Leslie, but like, they all should have gotten the warning that Kelsey got.
Yeah, I agree. It would have caused more drama too, better TV.
Right. What is yours? 1, 2, 3.
So mine, it's not necessarily like a hometown, final rose, fantasy suite. It's more of like a would you rather. Would you rather be the first date, the second date, or the third date during fantasy suites?
I would rather... I think I'd rather be the third date. I want to know how I'm doing. I don't want lies told. I want to know that I've done a good job or a bad job. I just want pass fail. And I know if I was the third contestant going on the third fantasy date, you could see in her eyes her just, I was pleased by a better man on an earlier one. Like, I would feel, she'd be like, I could feel her ick go through her body when I was not doing as well. And I could go, I failed. Or I would know if I was, like, achieving.
I agree. I think the third date will tell you a lot more. Mm-hmm. You're waiting a long time. I think the second date you think would be the best because you're like right in the middle. You don't have to wait too long before and or after to see him again. But the first date, no. You don't want to be that far back. You want to be fresh
right
in his head.
Right. I want third date and I'm going to like do something a little bit askew. Like I'll lick a butt just because something I know the others wouldn't. So that like, hey, if that's what you're into, this
you
is where
me.
It happens. Right.
Yeah,
like
this is who's giving it.
Right. And if they're like not into that, they know. I'm like, okay, I took my chance.
We tried.
First impression, Rose, who do you give it to?
I give it to Joey. I think I really loved watching him take care of Rachel. He read the room, read the situation. He was like very empathetic to her and how she was trying to play it off and was like allowing it a little bit, but still being like, hey, I think something's wrong. Maybe we try, you know, but not being like, no, you have to go to the hospital right now. He was kind of letting her say I'm fine a little bit and making her feel better. I thought he handled it really well.
Letting her make the decision for herself.
Yeah.
Even though he knew the right move was to go to the hospital. And understanding why she didn't want to go to the hospital.
Yeah, was, that too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My first impression, Rose, goes to Tulum. Tulum looked great.
Have you been?
Never been. You know, I would never go. Have you been?
Yeah, I've been to Tulum.
You like it?
It's like an hour away from Cancun.
That was always my issue.
Right. And you want to go to Cancun.
You can't get to the
it's
beach by
fun.
Noon. Well, so, my issue was if you're going to do a weekend, I don't want to spend an extra hour driving to the beach after I've flown for 4 hours.
I know.
Like, and I know they're opening up an airport in Tulum, but like, listen, there's a family motto in my family, beach by noon. If you don't get to the beach by noon, day's over, kid. So that's it's why over. You want to fly somewhere that you can go first flight out, be there, and now you get the full day that you would. You want that travel day to count on a weekend vacation. And in Tulum, you don't get that extra travel day, and it always felt like people went there for the Instagram pictures more than they
wanted.
Yeah,
I mean, it's very aesthetically beautiful. It's very jungly, very overpriced.
Is it?
Very overpriced. Oh, yeah, it's expensive as fucking Tulum.
Well, that's the thing. There are these millennial places, and it comes up every year. Tulum was one of them. Cartagena was one of them.
Yeah. Mexico City.
Mexico City right now is kind of in the midst of it. But at least Mexico City is wide. It's big. It's not an island. Like now, Turks and Caicos is a thing that you're seeing a lot. Jordana just went to St. Kitts and Nevis. And I was like, oh, maybe that's the next spot. Because if you go look at hotels in Turks and Caicos, I don't know who's going. Like, they must take out a loan. They must be one of the Rockefellers. It's so expensive. And some of that is that it's an expensive island. And a lot of it is people want to go to the places they see on Instagram and TikTok. So you always have to be the next step ahead. Tulum has come and gone a little bit. Like, I feel like it's out. It's already, so maybe it's going down in price, but I would believe you when you say.
I mean, did you see that that Tarte TikTok, like, influencer trip to Bora Bora?
No.
That just happened?
No.
They did Tarte makeup, sent, like, I want to say 20 influencers to Bora Bora for like a couple days. Flew them all on private jets. I mean, they like.
Where's Chart getting this money?
Right. They're spending all their money on this trip. And like, they flew all of these people on private jets. And then to get to the private jets, they flew them all first class to LA or wherever to pick up the private jets. They're
Come
all
on.
In Bora Bora. They all have all this, like, it's crazy.
Who are these influencers? I mean, like, that makes me want to unfollow them.
I know. Everybody was really pissed about it on TikTok. They're like, you know, people can't like afford eggs.
Well,
you know,
that's
eggs
not,
are like $10.
I disagree with those people. Like,
no, me too. You know, but
people go to Bora Bora, you know, like.
But yeah, on private jets, and they're all like, and of course you see the. I mean, it's great branding. I mean, marketing. You get the people.
I don't
are
know
watching.
Who it's good for. I'm not buying Tarte makeup more.
No.
Because they went to Bora because
now
someone
I'm
else.
I'm mad because they didn't ask me. The fuck.
Right. Because some 23-year-old had the time of their life. I'm going to buy their makeup. I don't know.
No, please.
The villain of the week.
Yeah. I think the overthinking. Kind of for, not for everyone, but I think for Rachel, for sure. And then now for Kelsey, it's like, there's a lot happening. Rachel really expelled some feelings this episode.
But that's why Daisy felt young too. Like her lack of thinking.
Just smiling like
really down the road. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like it felt more competition to Daisy than it felt
genuine.
The other ones. Yeah, right. I don't know why. Yeah. My villain of the week was Leslie. I mean, she came in.
She was a Debbie
Very
Downer.
Prophetic. A little bit downer. She her open was both her moms died, and it's like, here we go. And we just went sadder from there, you know? So it was very much, it felt like she just, like, Kelsey was Little Red Riding Hood, and then some wolf in a cloak was like, come here, my pretty. You're gonna,
and you're like, oh god,
you're gonna lose you. You're gonna hate everything about this experience. You know, like it was just very
sad.
It snuck up on me. I can't imagine Kelsey. Like she's in beautiful.
Yeah,
Tulum.
I wasn't expecting that advice. I was like, okay, damn.
Right, and Susan was like, have fun, forget it. Life happens. Enjoy. Let go. And then it's like,
who cares?
You might never forget this experience ever again. And it's like, oh my God, what happened?
Got it.
I thought the Golden Bachelorette was fun. You know?
I know.
So, cringe.
Future in Paradise.
Honestly,
let's move Paradise to Tulum.
I'm with
it's,
you.
It global warming's going to wash that beach away in approximately 3 months. By the end of next summer. I don't know where that bungalow house that they're living in is going to be, because every time they do those aerial shots of the beach, the water's just a little bit closer.
Tulum makes the Bachelor in Paradise beach look very frattish.
Yeah.
It just made it,
it
look very
frattish.
Frat housey. I'm with you. Move it to Tulum. Future in Paradise, me. It made
Period.
Me want to go on vacation. It made me want to be at a beach.
I know.
It made me want to maybe look up hotel prices in Turks. You
let's
know,
go see your let's go see your parents in Boca.
Boca. I was there this weekend. I'm sitting in Florida right now.
Oh wow.
Weather is a 10.
Jealous.
Legit a 10.
Well.
Cringe Harrison Award.
You
I gave
go
it
first.
To Leslie. Going Leslie saying we're in the same club, and I was like, "The Bachelor." It just stuck up on me. Like I thought she was saying, "We all made it to Fantasy Suites," and she's like, "Dead mothers," and you're like, "Oy, God."
That's
Leslie.
A that'll
Come
catch
on.
You off
it's
guard.
80 degrees out. Let me sit at the beach. Let me forget.
I know
for 5 minutes.
She's like about to go on her date where she could possibly get laid, and she's like. Dead mom. You
right.
feel me?
Let's talk about it. Yeah, it's
Let's
like
talk about it.
What did you have for cringe?
I said when Rachel was saying, I'm fine. It was cringe to me because we've all been there. I mean, at least I know I have. Where, you know, I do something, I could have broken, you know, I'll break my ankle and I'm like, no, I can walk on this. We're good. It's just the sheer embarrassment.
I went on a date once where we were on like, you know, those outdoor seating areas and that they built in the street during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
This one was a little bit lifted. It had a floor to it. It was lifted off the ground. So it was in front of the restaurant. It's like, it's got like a, it looked like, you know, like a boardwalk. So we were on this boardwalk and my chair was like towards the back of it. And then my chair, the back legs of it fell off the back. And then I like fell backwards. And like literally I was like on the legs of this chair going, whoa, whoa, whoa.
No.
And I fell backwards into a heat lamp. The heat lamp got crushed, fell over. I also fell into a sandwich board that had like the specials on it outside.
Jared, please.
Broke that in half. I was like, and I'm laying in the heat lamp, the chair, and the sandwich board going, I'm fine, belly up. The woman I was with was laughing so hard because it took like, it was like a tree falling in the Amazon. It took like an hour for me to fall. And I'm like, and I kept thinking I escaped it. And then I would fall back and I go, and I fell. And you want it to just go. And then like people walking by, are you okay? It's like, get the fuck out of here, loser. You know, like you go, you want everyone to just move on from it. So I understood where she was coming from.
That would have killed me.
It was, I mean, if I had it on video, it would be the most viral event ever. It would break the, it was such a long fall.
That would have absolutely killed me. Yeah, no, I would have been like, you know what? Just throw it all away. Let's just wrap this up.
Wrap it up. We're done. All right, who won the week?
Joey's suit from the Daisy date. That like salmon,
so...
like that salmon color and then the light pink underneath. Whew.
See, I thought that was, it's so funny you mentioned that coat because I was like, he looked like he worked at a Ramada. It was like burgundy,
stop.
I thought.
It was like a two-tone, like they were trying to play off the two-tone, like a darker pink or salmon, like a, but it's not red. And then having
red
the
to
light
me, maybe
pink.
I'm wrong.
I don't know. I mean,
she, I have
I
to say about
it.
Daisy. All right, well, I'm wrong. I'm willing to admit I'm wrong. When he first walked in, I was like, is he checking me into my low-priced hotel room? Daisy had a little bit more, you know, she was a little more buxom than I thought she was. And then we got to the nighttime date, and she kind of looked like she was dressed for her super sweet 16. Like, it was a little bit young.
I haven't liked any of Daisy's outfits this entire season. Mm. I've commented on them, like, to when I'm, like, watching or, like, with, you know, my roommate or whatever. I'm like, her dress is kind of, like, everything is either, like, ill-fitting or a weird cut or the colors off.
Right.
Or, I don't know. I just have not liked any of her outfits at all.
That's interesting you say that. It did... feel this was the first time I looked at her and I was like, oh, she looked better in this, the beginning of hers. And then on this date when he was in the Ramada Inn jacket, he was working
at
Avis.
She looked like a cupcake.
Yeah, she was very cupcake princess-y.
And it's like, that's not what you're wearing when you're about to like spend the night.
Right. And she was
coming
looking
out in red and it's going to show some skin.
Seductress.
Yeah. I bet Maria's dress would have been sick.
Yeah. We missed out.
We missed out. Like, low-key, Maria's dress would have done it.
I would have paid to just see what Maria would have worn. I would have,
I know.
So I gave this week to Kelsey's edit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I walked away not liking or believing Daisy and buying everything from Kelsey. And I'm not sure if it was the edit she got or I don't know what's going on. Even with Kelsey writing a note that was kind of annoying, like you give no context, you don't say anything, I still like her.
Yeah,
so,
I do too.
I don't know what it is.
The Daisy thing, it felt weird. Something felt off. She was a different person. The conversation was not great. And that's the
Maybe
first time I kind of felt like that between her, Daisy and Joey, because Daisy's always kind of been the front runner in my eyes. I'm like, yeah, this is
right.
Who he's going to be with.
Well, that's our episode. We did it. I generally don't watch next week. I kind of try to stay away from it. And it did make me want to watch it. And is next week the whole finale and the Women Tell All?
No, it's just the Women Tell All.
Plus, we're going to get what happens with the note.
Yes, we're going to get what happens with the note. See the, I think we're going to see who he picks. Like, that'll be the first, like, the beginning quick little thing. And then it'll get into the Women Tell All.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm excited for that. I'm ready for the Women Tell All. I wish they'd done that between Hometowns and Fantasy Suites, because I get bored with these two episodes.
I know. I think Women Tell All is going to be great.
I think it is, really, too.
Even from talking to Maria when she came to the show, I was like, oh, she's like excited to go on Women Tell All. It felt
yeah, like. I would be too. After watching and seeing what the women, like she saw everything that everybody was saying behind her back in their private interviews. She's seeing that all for the first time as we were. So I would have a lot to say.
Right. And she doesn't seem like the type to hold back. So.
Yeah.
Listen, that's it for us.
All right, so make sure you are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor. You can follow me at K York City. And Jared, I'm coming to see you in LA with a bunch of people.
I'm so excited. That's so nice of you. Thank you.
I can't wait.
Kay's got her tickets. If you're in LA, get those tickets now. We got a big theater to fill. I'm excited to come to LA. Can't wait. I got all these other shows. I'm taking a couple weeks off, which is nice. My brother's getting married in a couple weeks. So,
oh, cute.
The wedding. Yeah. So until then. So now my next show is going to be in Minneapolis, where I'll meet Leslie and she can pump me up for the next phase of life. She'll give me one of her famous pep talks.
She'll give you a pep talk before you go on stage.
If you bomb, you'll never forget this ever again. I'm going to be in Minneapolis, Royal Oak, Michigan, Boise, Idaho, Olympia, Washington, Vancouver, Denver, San Francisco, Pittsburgh, Columbus, LA, we're all going to see Kay.
Yeah.
New Orleans, Dallas, Nashville, and I have added West Hampton Beach. I'm doing the Hamptons over the
summer. Wow. Okay, Rich.
That's right. Come on, rich people. And then I'm going to Milwaukee. I'm going back to Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Improv. So I'm excited. I have a great time in Milwaukee. So JaredFree.com for tickets, and that's our episode.
See you next week.
The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.